good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and our wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke.
Hi, Jackie.
Welcome,
hi,
Squirrel.
Everyone. Hi. Ooh, I'm excited about tonight.
Oh, good. All right. Well, remember that we look forward to your questions while the team is channeling. So you can email them anytime during the show. And to Squirrel at WYOM.net, and she's got her computer right there. We get to everything we can. Tonight's show, are you ready to launch? And you know, this, I'm already getting comments about this, so obviously this struck a chord in everyone. So many of you are wondering when it's going to be time for you to launch into what it is you came to do. And your great work, whatever that may be. Some of you I know are already on the way, many of you I know. Others are still searching for what it is they came to do, and either way, the question is on everyone's lips, why haven't I launched yet? What's holding me back? And as always, I'm going to refer you to Bonnie's website, liveyoulove.com. Her work on beliefs is extraordinary. Her new book goes to publication here any day, and we're all excited for it to be on the shelf soon, we hope. So you want to look at your beliefs about yourself and anything that may be holding you back as it relates to, am I good enough? You know, do I have anything to contribute? Those kinds of beliefs that can really get in your way. I don't have the money. I don't know how to do it. You know, I want to write a book, or, you know, I want to go out and speak in public. Well, you know, it helps if you have a book when you want to do that. Many of you are feeling the urge to move. I know I was, to somewhere else.
You did.
Oh, boy, did I ever. And, you know, just, and I'll go to my situation. It was so right that everything fell into place. The only person that got in the way was me. Okay? But ultimately, this move was so in line with my destiny at this moment that things happened that don't normally happen. And, you know, everybody in the mortgage business certainly knew that. And it became very apparent to me. And I was the only person in the way. I thought I was stuck there, which, of course, I wasn't. But anyway, many of you are feeling the urge to move somewhere else. Some of you know where that place is, and others feel they're being forced to make changes that they believe they didn't make but are being forced upon them. People being forced to move. We have a good friend who is not happy about her move. However, when I look at it, I can see that it's going to be very positive for her. And speaking of moving, many of you don't see a way to move away from that which supports you financially to something that feeds you and that's more in alignment with your soul's purpose. Because it's not happening now doesn't mean it won't happen. And I cannot tell you this one enough. Okay, some of you, and I, you know, are in your perfect place in this moment until you're ready to be somewhere else. If you see obstacles to making a shift, okay, again, go in and work with beliefs. I know this much. When you do work in line with your destiny, and Lazarus talked about this so many times, the mist of destiny. When you work in alignment with your destiny, things have no choice but to fall into place. And again, the only thing that gets in the way, your belief. We were talking with somebody this week about resonant magic. And your resonance is key. It is such a huge factor. We will do a show on that because it's such a fascinating subject. Some of you are meant to be in the public sector right now to anchor the light and the energy that you bring. And if you can accept that and relax into it, you'll be amazed that when it's time for you to do something else, how it will just flow. Absolutely flow. The doors will start opening. Change is upon us, everybody. And, you know, again, we either take responsibility for creating our reality or something else will move us. Now, with the veils as thin as they are, and each one of you have your own unseen friends who are lovingly and gently pushing you around a little bit right now because it's so important. But if you have these feelings about where you need to be or something you need to go, do it. And I'm not saying quit your job. I'm saying pursue that which is attracting you in some fashion. So tonight the team's going to talk with us about the changes and how we can move into them with trust, and also how we can hear the whispers. And Squirrel, you're going to talk about astrology.
The astrology has been intense, but I was, oh my gosh. I was just going to say, though, I think that, and maybe the astrology helps this happen, but I think our unseen friends and our higher selves are prodding us faster. They're not giving us the latitude we used to have to dilly-dally, for lack of a better term. In other words, you think you're going in one direction, and all of a sudden that doesn't feel good. And the not feeling good feeling makes you go feel uneasy, and then you kind of go, well, maybe that's not the right direction. And that happens more frequently than they're kind of, and I feel like they used to sit back and go, all right, well, she'll wake up, she'll get it eventually. There is no eventually, it's now. So anyway, the astrology. We just went through a really potent full moon, and we had Aries, where the sun is right now, opposite Libra, where the moon was just yesterday. And so we have the house of self opposite the house of relationships. So there you go. You've got, is it me or is it us? Or, and it went back and forth. And what was the big thing in the media was equal rights for marriage. It was huge in the last
I love it.
You know? It's just, anyway, it's fun to watch. But anyway, okay, so again, this comes from Elizabeth Peru, and she says, we're into the release and reset mode. And the planets involved now are Mercury, which is communication, Venus, the sun, and your Uranus, that's the one that's tweaking us. That's the one that's the revolutionary. Pluto, Jupiter, and Chiron, that's huge. This is the peak of what we have been building up to for the past 6 weeks of daily changes. Have you felt this? You would have noticed you are releasing old wounds right now. That's the Chiron aspect. You may be feeling melancholy, reflective, but also strong in releasing your old ways. Enough is enough. We're all being pushed to live our best life, and that is our responsibility and nobody else's. Use these next few days to make big plans to upscale your life and then start acting. Getting all angry and frustrated at yourself will not help you right now. What will is being honest to you and sucking in your power, ready to act on what is good for you. It's about time, isn't it? I love that.
You know, I have to make a comment about this. The whole thing with relationships and old woundings and so on. And I saw in this last 48 hours, the relationship between my son and my ex-husband do come to a point of healing that is astounding. And which opened the door for my son to go through a process that the time is now for him, and he knows it, and he's determined to heal all the old woundings, and he's going into a program to do this. It's so beautiful, with his father there by his side. And this is, if in my life I could have dreamed of something like this, I'm dreaming of it right now. And it's so interesting, because my son said it's so close to Easter, and the Catholic Church is paying for this. It's such a beautiful testament of the diocese. And I also want to say, I hope everybody's paying attention to what this new pope is doing. If we're talking about, which Squirrel and I were earlier, the healing of the masculine, the healing of the patriarchal masculine, I'm looking at, and my son said, Mom, look up some of the things he's doing. And I'm in such awe of this man and the way that he stays simple and doesn't go into the pomp and is reaching out to the people. We've never seen this, certainly not in our lifetime, not the way he's doing it. And even though the royal papacy is ready, the royal home there in the Vatican is ready for him, he's staying in a hotel, a much more simple hotel. And I'm just so fascinated by this. So segue, poor segue, but let's segue to flying saucers. Interesting, I know.
Well, they're all around the Vatican, right? I know they are.
Yeah, oh yeah, they are. there was a release this week. It was very, very interesting. And this was about an FBI investigation. And the memo is dated March 22nd, 1950. And under Freedom of Information, it's you know, they move some of this stuff around. It doesn't always get out there. And but there was a letter addressed to J. Edgar Hoover from Guy Hoddle, who was then head of the FBI's Washington, D.C. field office, who relayed some information from an informant. An investigator for the Air Force stated that three so-called flying saucers had been recovered in New Mexico. Hoddle writes, they were described as being circular in shape with raised centers, 50 feet in diameter. Each one was occupied by three bodies of human shape, only 3 feet tall. Dressed in metallic cloth of very fine texture, each body was bandaged in a manner similar to the blackout suits used by speed flyers and test pilots. This letter was just released April of 2011 under the Freedom of Information Act. And I think it's very, very interesting. I mean, it goes on. You can look it up. Let's see what they've got it filed under. If you just look up FBI investigation flying saucers, okay, you should be able to find it. I believe it was in Huffington Post. And, of course, it goes on. Interesting that the FBI was involved. Rarely is the FBI involved in UFOs. And immediately after that, by the way, the FBI was then excluded from all activity. It says, you know, that that practice ended in 1950, exactly after this memo. So I just, well, it was 4 months after the memo. But these things are surfacing, tons of sightings out there. Oh, my word. Tons of sightings, and they're going to accelerate. And the more the sightings accelerate, the more that you're going to see movies about negative aliens. And I'm just preparing you. Okay. So as we've worked with people over the last 9 years, and I want to talk about this because it's important. We've seen people suddenly step out to do their great work. Some knew it was coming either from channels or psychics, you know, repeated by more than one. Others of their own intuition. Most of them did not know the exact form, okay, that it would take. And, you know, even I have always known I was here to do something from the time I was a child. However, if somebody had told me that I'd be doing this, I would have laughed at them. Other than a few months before it all began, I told a friend, when the ETs make their move, I will be their bridge. And of that, I was absolutely certain at the moment that the statement was made by myself, but the statement shocked the heck out of me because I absolutely did not know where it came from. With absolute knowing out of nowhere. And I've thought about that so many times, and what's interesting is the woman I said it to does not remember it. And she doesn't forget anything. But that happened to me a lot in my life, where things would come through me and people would not hear them. Or they'd hear them through somebody else, and I'd think, really? Okay. There's always going to be hints and clues about your direction. And, you know, the problem that we have, we don't always fully pay attention or sit around and do a life review. What has my life been about? What directions have I gone? What have I been interested in? What hardships have I experienced? You know, et cetera. And if you sit down and write out key times in your life, you're going to start seeing a pattern. Okay? Did I come in to work with a masculine? Did I come in to work with a feminine? God or goddess? Really? Okay? Have I been fascinated with healing, or have been challenged with medical issues that needed healing? Okay. Deep spiritual wounding, deep emotional wounding. You know, what draws you? What calls you? And as you write this kind of life review, you're going to see the things that things are going to, again, it's a window. You're opening a window to get some prompting from your own unseen friends, regardless of what level or dimension they're from, okay, whether they are from another planet, another dimension, you know, masters, angels, doesn't matter what you call them. I've had a lot of people say, oh, I want to write books and I want to do public speaking without ever having written a manuscript of anything. Where does that come from? You know, is it delusion or a deep knowing that somewhere within them is their contribution, which is so unique it will warrant enough attention for people to want to hear them speak about it or read their book? Now, some of you may sit in a quandary going, what have I really got to say? But when you write out this life review, okay, on another page, look at all the things you've learned, all of the different courses, studying, you know, who you followed, you know, who's attracted you, what's attracted you. Start looking at that. Not everybody, and we did the bridge thing, not everybody's a hard bridge. Many of you are going to want to reach the masses because they're the ones that we want to help. Our work here is about launching everybody. I call this the launching pad. And I also know people who've written books while working with the team. They all had this sensing of the team guiding them, coming through, of course, their own unseen friends as well. Were they going to write these books anyway? I don't have an answer to that. But there are so many different, ways, and I'm just going to go through a couple here, Darling Vicky. Okay. Vicky heals with horses. And she brings people to her ranch. And the horses and Vicky do healing work on people. Now, I think this is extraordinary. And it was difficult for her to bring this work forward. But it's incredible. It's magical. And you may be ready to bring something totally different forward without realizing it. Look at what you're attracted to. I'll give you a case in point. I met a brand new chiropractor this week, and you guys have heard me talk enough about the chiropractors I had in Las Vegas. So, who told me I would meet somebody and you know, take him exponential as well, and that is my plan, by the way. He's one half Apache Indian. And when he walked into this very sparsely furnished and equipped room, I have to tell you that he's in an old gym with an office off the gym. And when he walked in the room, I kind of focused on him and we chatted about his work, which is primarily with horses. He does chiropractic work on horses and goes all over the state doing this. And he does some humans. And as he talked about his work, with his auric field started to grow. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking at him, and there are these American Indians coming into his field. And I'm like, oh, my God. This is new for me. ETs, I know. Indians, not so much. And so... And so he started doing some work on me. And it was different than I'm used to getting. And he did some work sitting in a chair and then had me lay down. And then when I laid down, he would walk around. And I wasn't actually watching him. I could feel him make a circle. And when he would come back in towards me, the energies he was bringing with him were gigantic. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. And I can tell you, after the work he did on me, I had to lay on the table. I couldn't move. The energies were running up and down my body so intensely. And I said to him, I thought I was intense when I worked. You make me look like, you know, an Oreo cookie. <You know>? And it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Now, here's someone, because people may not see his field or feel the energies. My girlfriend goes to him, and she doesn't see or feel anything. I'm in there going, oh, my God. And so I can be the feedback for him to say to him, you are not the norm. This is your great work, and you have a lot to do. And you need to start promoting yourself because people need to be touched by you. His work went on. That whole night, I kept waking up, and the Indians are in my room. I'm going, oh, my God. And it's been intense. I mean, intense. I'm still going through it. So this is why I'm saying to people, don't think what you do isn't enough. You may not even be aware of what you're going to bring through in your work. But if you're drawn to it, don't talk yourself out of it and don't let your negative ego talk you out of it. Oh, what makes you think you can do that? Who do you think you are? That's the negative ego. Okay? That is the negative ego. Darling Natalia, who's been with us for years, and she wanted to do what I do, and I told her all along, you're not going to be like me. You're going to be like you. And what's so fascinating is she is now being drawn to, led to, guided to all of these different things that she's putting together into a total presentation of work. That's amazing. But she's a different blood type than I am. She's working with with flower essences and, you know, that are ancient and this and that. And it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. She's doing her work. Her work and letting the energy of the team come through her hands. And but she's doing something different, and she is not going to bring through the same energy I bring through. Because with her blood type, it would blow her up. Okay? I'm not sure I want to do it, but I'm pretty much too far, you know, into it to not.
No, you're stuck, Jackie. Sorry. There's no getting out.
If you listen carefully, if you listen carefully, you will begin to hear guidance. And it may not look like anything you thought you would be doing. Okay, but listen for the whispers. And if you don't hear them in your mind, pay attention to the synchronicity. Because I can tell you we're on fast forward right now. The veils are thin, and we're being pushed in huge ways. All of you are. But don't get frustrated. Try not to get frustrated. Okay? Pay attention to nudges. You know, I really think I'm supposed to go see this person speak or whatever. Go! If you feel it, act on it. You can't miss it. I promise you that. Ultimately, you cannot miss it. It's really all perfect. You will always get exactly what you need to lead you to the next perfect thing. What's meant for you will not go past you, I promise. If you do the work on your beliefs about all the reasons you think you're not enough, okay, because they're all there for all of us. Everybody has their stuff that says, I'm not enough. And believe me, if you think that I haven't gone through that, you're wrong. Or even now that I don't go through questioning, you want me to what? You know? Believe me, I do. And unless you allow your negative ego to lead you, and that will get you into trouble. And I'm just going to finish this. Lazarus said a long time ago, if you want to be a brain surgeon and have never taken a college class, think again. Or if you're being told you're the next Messiah, the negative ego is having a field day with you. Love
great.
That. I love that. Okay. Let me go into channel because I know we've got
okay.
some questions. And I can feel you tonight, little squirrel. You are just loaded with questions. You're just bubbling. Okay.
I am.
Wait a minute, before I go into channel, can I just say, I want to try before they get me, that you made the best comment I've heard. You said, this full moon was like a, what did you call that, a snowball?
A snow globe. Like
a
you're
snow
in a
globe.
Snow globe, and you're, you know, you're all shaken in it, and everything around you is, it's like all this energy around you.
That's
it's unsettled. It's unsettled for a moment or two.
Yes. Okay. All right, everyone. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome, Squirrel. Seth, wherever you are.
Thank you.
All right. Getting launched into your great work. We love this subject. And there is no one better to bring it forward than the channel who's still whines about the way her life was taken over. But she made the choice. And each one of you will make your choice. We really do recommend, whether you say prayers or meditatively, I am ready, I ask for guidance, I ask to be guided to the most appropriate, but put it in intention, the most appropriate people, places, things, books, tapes, whatever it may be, that will help and assist me to bring forward my greatest contribution. I'm willing to move into what I chose before I came here, to be of service. That's a powerful mantra, people. All right? Now, for some of you that started early on, well, some of you had a bit of a dragon to deal with. It wasn't that easy, having to move through healing the shadow and shame and belief, challenged deeply. But now, everyone, things are lighter. It doesn't mean it's all done for you. Trust us on that. But you're the ones that chose, that agreed, yes, I want to go and do this, or something similar to it. Now you're on a planet of free choice. Remember that. You're on a planet of free choice. And as we talk to many of you, we see the beauty, the perfection of the directions you're going in. And how exciting it's going to be as you discover more and more about yourself and learn to love yourself. Learn to love yourself, honor and respect yourself, because that's very important. Many of you want to run out and heal the world. But remember, heal you first. Love you first. And by doing that, you allow far more expansive possibilities. You allow yourself to bring through greater energy towards anything you choose to do. This is not about self-sacrificing, everyone. You didn't come here to be a martyr, contrary to what you may read in your Bible. You came to joyously bring forward assistance, to be a bridge in whatever way excites you. And each one of you are unique, different, your own magnificent, extraordinary vibration and frequency. Even if you do the same thing as John or Mary or Bob, whatever, what comes through you is going to be different. Meditate. Can't say that enough. Meditate. Connect with your higher self and your guides. Listen. Open dialogue. Work with your child and adolescent. They're the ones that may be very resistant to stepping out into something that could attract the public eye. All right. Especially if they were shy or terribly rebellious. Now, you have far more assistance than you realize at this timing. Loving assistance. I am willing to be guided, to be assisted and discovering my unique contributions. And don't be afraid to try something that may lead you to something else. Trust synchronicity. Now, we like the channel's idea about life review. Very important. If you start looking at significant things in your life, oftentimes you will find a trend, a theme that will help give you direction. Through your own healing process, many of you overcame either dire circumstances or devastating experiences that may be the very thing that you chose to experience so that in your healing process you could share that with others to assist them in healing whatever it may be. Incest. Abusive relationships, fear. Remember also planetary issue, feeling flawed, feeling like you're not enough. What makes me think I can go do that? What makes you think you can't? And what makes you think that you aren't doing amazing things on the other side of the veil during your dream time? You're all so much more than you know. So much more than you know. But work with the healthy ego, not the negative ego. All right? You need some ego to get out there and present yourself into the world. In any capacity. For some of you will be part of the light, part of the shift that will happen within corporations, businesses, other things, and you will hold, anchor, shift, change. Impact all the people there and let it bleed further into all of the businesses that are similar. There are unlimited possibilities of the ways that all of you not only will, but are having impact. Nothing is unimportant. There's nothing out there that doesn't have impact in some fashion. Oh, I don't want to do this, I want to do that. Do you want to do it, or does your negative ego think you should do it, pushing you forward into something that you may not be ready for? But if you set your intentions for it, and you work on your beliefs, all the why not. And when we say set your intentions, write them out. And include specific guidance. Please make it so clear I can't possibly miss it. And I promise to enjoy the journey, which sometimes many of you forget. Enjoy the journey of discovery of more of who you are. All right. Squirrel, do you have questions?
Yes, actually, I have a couple of questions here. Okay, this question comes from Ken Iwamura. And Ken asks, I was wondering if you had heard about a fifth-dimensional ET city of light to be built over Sedona, Arizona, or other similar new developments.
Right.
Guess we're all moving, huh?
All right. Ken. There are some primary activities occurring right now in preparation for the hybrid children that will be returning to Earth. Now, we're not saying they're part of first contact. They're coming to Earth to join their families. This is separate from first contact. There is a community being brought together by Bridget Nielsen and her father. One in the Santa Barbara area, another just outside of Sedona. And that may be what you're referring to. All right, a city of light really doesn't need to be built. However, wherever you heard this, you may, some of the ships really are light ships in a way. And there will be transition places, transition ships, a gradual process. You know, we're not going to land and drop them off. All right. All right. Now, at this timing, all right, it's not necessary to build a city of light. Transition places, yes. But again, we do that with ships. We don't need to build a city of light yet. And there are places on your planet that will become cities of light when it's time. It's really difficult, again, to move a city, drop it down onto Earth. So it really isn't necessary. And we think that what you're seeing or hearing or have heard is related to these occurrences right now. Again, we send you our love and our light. We appreciate all that you're doing right now. And we love you very much. Thank you for the question. All right, Squirrel.
Okay, this question comes from Piper, and she writes, I just became a mommy, and I wonder if my work was to get to mommyhood, which took 38 years, or is it just beginning? Or do I take a pause from the previous path to raise a child, then back to my work?
All right, Piper. You're a new mother. All right, in perfect timing. Now, the sensing that you have that this was your path to bring this child through is very accurate. All right. The children that are coming in now, each group that comes in, more amazing than the last. Not that they're any more lovable, less lovable, but they are being tweaked up, tweaked up, tweaked up, tweaked up. Parents of these children are very important. Very important. In the first couple of years, we would highly recommend, if you can, to be with your child. That doesn't mean you don't socialize them. But really, really pay attention to the energy of the child. Make certain, all right, to surround this child with beautiful frequency in terms of music and beautiful colors, all right? Keep them in the blues, the purples, the greens, more on the pale side, but have some intensity in there as well. And love this child. This is if you're married or not, doesn't matter. Having harmony in your home is going to be incredibly important for this child. Now, we're not talking about, you know, a little glass that could break here. But we are talking about those first couple of years and the importance of their surroundings and harmony, vibration. Those are all important. Now, it looks as though you were very intent on having this child and almost driven. We're very excited for you. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe it was a surprise, but we don't see this at a higher level. This was definitely planned out. Stay in the now moment with this. You'll know what to do. You will be guided. You will have a knowing about what to do as far as this child is concerned. And when and if you can return to work. It's a very important event. Now, parents who are giving birth right now to these extraordinary children, the setup for this is much bigger than you realize. Much bigger than you realize. And pay attention to your feeling around the child, the connection you have to them, the uniqueness of their eyes. Become intuitive with your child. In fact, we would encourage you to develop your intuitive abilities to the as much as you can. Being around this child is going to help you develop those abilities. Because this child's frequency is so high, it will help you to move further and faster. And for any of you who have seen any of these new children, you're aware that it's exciting to be in their presence. That there is something so unique about them. All right? Now, this has been going on for some years, but it continues to shift and shift and shift and shift and shift. When you're in their presence, it is healing. It is transformative. All right? And you are being gifted, as are they with you. All right? Think of it as being a caretaker of something very precious, not just a child. But a special being who will have a higher level of knowing, intuition, you could call it psychic, who by being around them, your frequency and vibration will be raised, as will anyone that comes into contact with them. So it's a wonderful time. It's a very good question. We are happy to answer it. We send you our appreciation for being the parent of this extraordinary child. And we tell you to enjoy every moment. Every moment. Remember, they're still human. They're going to get into things and cry. That's all right. But they are unique. They are the hope of your world. What a wonderful opportunity to bring a child like that into the world and to carry the imprint within your energy field as well. Have carried and given birth. I love to you and to the baby that you didn't volunteer a name. And know that you can call on us at any time. For this child. Be very open with this child. Encourage. Because they're going to want to explore and know. Many of them educated aboard ship, which may be a bit much for you to know. They're incredibly inquisitive. They tend to know what they want and don't want. Don't try to make them conform. Just because some book says to do it. Remember that. All right, squirrel.
That's lovely. I have to say that I have met Piper's little girl, and she is just so brilliantly vibrant.
Yes.
I just love being in her presence and with Piper as well. But I'm telling you, this little girl is just otherworldly.
Exactly.
She really is. She is.
Exactly.
I can see it in her eyes, and I love looking at her eyes. So. Anyway, I'm so glad that that question came in tonight. Now, I know we have just a little bit of time, and this is what I want to ask you as we're going into Holy Weekend, the Easter weekend. And I was wondering if you could comment on transfiguration and what that means.
Oh.
And you have less than 6 minutes.
All right. Well,
sorry.
Let's talk about the weekend. First.
Okay.
There are those of you that attended an intensive that we did with the channel that involved the time leading up to the crucifixion. The world's understanding of who Christ, and we'll use that name because it's an easier one rather than Jesus, which is the accepted one but not accurate, who Christ really was, why he came, certainly not to be martyred. He came to assist people, to remember who they are, to awaken, to love one another, right? His teachings were about love, unconditional love. He healed with love. He saw the perfection in everyone, and certainly in the children, and they saw it in him. The children saw him more clearly than any of the adults. And it was their innocence that touched him so. Because they hadn't become jaded with polarity and struggle and judgment. He is a world spirit. Which is why everyone can reach him, as is Buddha. We would encourage all of you this weekend not to think of the crucifixion as such. It's certainly not that he died for your sins. That was not what he came to do, and that's not what he did. All right. He did overcome death, yes. He was able to shift his consciousness, which changed his physiology, which allowed him to show that it could be done. His whole life was about showing people who they could become. Not how great he was. He didn't need accolades. That's not why he came. He came out of love for humanity. Just love. You know, the whole concept of dying for your sins. What he really came to do is to help you to understand that the whole concept of original sin was a farce. And the reason he loved the children so is they hadn't been initiated into society's judgments and beliefs and limited thinking. They were still free and open and loving. So this weekend, especially this weekend, we encourage you to remember that all of you can touch and change people's lives by being loving, by seeing their beauty, their wonder. By not encouraging their stories, but helping them to view their life's experiences differently, as opportunities, not God punishing them, which is so silly. To see everyone's physical perfection, the beauty of their soul, and to truly send love to everyone you meet. We would hope you do this all the time. But this weekend in particular is a very powerful reminder of that. That's the legacy he left. All right? He didn't want to be martyred. He didn't want to be worshipped. That was never, ever what he came to do. Now, as the channel talked for a moment, you have a Pope who's going back to basics and touching people, rejecting the pomp, wearing black shoes instead of the red papal shoes, coming to the masses with a humility that hasn't been seen in a very long time. You are witnessing a major shift. A major shift in a religion, all right, that was built on the life of Christ. Pay attention. And incorporate it into your own life. You know, you've seen the commercials, reach out and touch someone. We encourage you to reach out and touch people. They won't bite. And everyone loves to be touched in some way to acknowledge their presence on earth, that they have value. You see, you can all be healers every day of your life. Lives every day by taking the time this year, that's what this time is about. Not sorrow and not martyr, but celebration. We hope that all of you participate in it in your own unique, beautiful way. All right, Squirrel, how are we on time?
Oh, we need to say goodnight, but I just really love what you had to say. Maybe that is our great work, is to be love.
It is. It's the greatest work. There's nothing greater.
And it comes through
there
in many different ways.
There's no energy more powerful than love.
Thank you so much, and we'll have to say goodnight.
All right. Good night, everyone. We love you. We would like to work with you tonight to love you. All right, just call us in. Our unconditional love to all of you. Namaste.
Namaste.
I assume we're off the air.
No, we're just a little over. You can say goodnight.
Good night, everyone. I love you. Thank you so much. I'm bawling, so.
I know. I'm very touched, too.
Oh, good night, everyone. Blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful weekend. Love you, Squirrel.
Good night, Jackie.
Good night.
I love you, too. Good night, everyone.